Good morning.
大家早。
It's great to see the teenagers sitting with their parents. Well, at least most of them sitting with their parents this morning.
很高兴看到年轻人跟父母坐在一起敬拜主。
God's been very good to us, and we want to praise Him, and we look forward to hearing from Him.
神是何等的恩待我们，所以我们要一起来敬拜赞美他。
It is perhaps one of the most important sermon I've ever preached because of the nature of the content of what I'm going to say.
我想今天这个题目可能是我一直以来我所传讲最重要的题目之一，因为这个内容对我们来说是非常重要的。
We're going to talk about spiritual warfare.
我们今天要谈的题目呢是关于属灵的征战。
By definition, we are referring to that there's a war going on in the spiritual realm.
为什么我们说属灵征战呢？因为在眼所不见的属灵世界正有一个战争在进行。
By examining the life of many, I have a feeling that not many of us believe that there is a war going on.
就我所观察到的，在基督徒的这个生活当中，我相信有很多的基督徒并不相信在属灵的境界里面正有一场征战在进行。
But as a pastor, it's very easy to see because there are many POWs, prisoners of war.
但是就我从一个牧师的眼光来看呢，我发现这个属灵征战是非常真实的，因为在我们当中有许多人已经成为那战争的俘虏了。
There are many casualties, many deaths.
那因着这个属灵的征战，我发现在基督当中有许多伤亡的现象。
One of the things that they didn't quite inform us about that much of our pastor's time will be taken up in counseling.
那因着这个结果呢，我们就看见牧师很多的时候他所花的时间就是在这个咨询上面，圣徒生活的咨询上面。
Many are struggling with emotional issues, anger, bitterness, resentment.
在我们当中有许许多多，比如说是情感方面的挣扎，比如说你有怒气，你有怨恨，你有苦毒藏在心中。
Many are struggling with immoral issues,
pornography,
sexual addiction.
还有许多的基督徒呢，他是在这个情欲当中挣扎，比如说他们沉溺于色情书刊或是这个不正当的性行为。
We see this war taking place in individual lives and as a church or families and even the nation.
那这我们可以说这个属灵的征战是全面性的，不仅发生在个人的身上，它也发生在整个教会当中，甚至整个国家都笼在这个属灵的战争范围当中。
Brothers and sisters and friends, I'm here to tell you we are at war.
所以弟兄姊妹，我在这边宣告，我们是在战争的状态之下。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we ask that you will help us to understand the nature of this war.
天父，我们求你帮助我们来了解这场征战的本质。
And help us to gain the victory that was purchased for us at Calvary.
让我们能够靠着你，我们来得着那耶稣基督在加略山所赢得胜利的好处。
In Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
You may be saying to me, Andrew, I didn't ask to be in this war.
也许你会跟我说啊 ，Andrew， 我并没有意愿要参加这样的战争，这不是我自己要的。
Well, so the people of Israel.
以色列的百姓也是如此说。
If you know what's going on in Israel, they have a standing army. It means that they are always at war.
那如果你看以色列现在的以色列国，你就知道他们的军队常常是在一个备战的状态，因为他们是处在战争的威胁之下。
The passage that we have just read tells us that there is a war going on.
我们刚才所读的经节告诉我们说，现在正有一场战争在进行的当中。
We want to look at some principles of how we can be victorious in this war.
所以我们来看看 怎么样在这个战争当中我们得胜的原则是什么？
Now this may be news for some of us, but maybe not for some. This war began long time before we were created.
那我这样说可能有的人很熟悉，有的人不知道，但是我要说的就是这场战争呢，在我们还没有被造之前就已经开始了。
I'm going to give you several passages and later on you can read them. But in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, we are told that Satan, Lucifer, he's the one who instigated the war.
那我把一些经节告诉你们，可以回去仔细的查，在以赛亚书14章、以西结书28章，在那里讲到我们的仇敌撒旦，他是怎么样变成撒旦，然后引起了这场属灵的征战。
This is a war that is going on in the heavenlies that is transported here on earth, and we are in the middle of this war.
那这场战争的主战场呢？圣经告诉我们是在空中进行的，但是它的影响却是全面性的，也影响在地上的我们。
According to Revelation chapter 12, we are told that Satan was successful in leading 1/3 of the angels in rebellion against God.
那启示录十二章告诉我们说，撒旦呢成功了带领了三分之一的天使背叛了神，所以在这个天上就有了这场战争。
The bottom line is, who is going to get the glory?
所以这场战争最后我们要问一个问题，就是说谁会赢得最后的胜利，最后的荣耀？
Well, just in case you're still doubting whether we are really at war, all we need to do is to look at Genesis chapter 3.
如果你还是有怀疑，不知道我们真的是处在一个战争的局面的话，我们来看看创世纪第三章。
When the serpent, who Satan, incited Eve to rebel against God's command.
在第三章，我们看见那撒旦借着这个诡诈的蛇呢，就引诱了夏娃犯罪得罪神。
But the picture gets even clearer when we come to Job chapter 1 verse 2.
那这个画面会更清晰，如果你来读这个约伯书、约伯记。
We are told, we are let into this conversation between God and Satan, and they were talking about who? Humans, Job.
所以你看约伯记第一章呢，在那里有记载了神跟撒旦的对话。这对话我们看见最终影响的是这个地上的人啊。在那边就是那约伯记的主角约伯。
We are told by Peter, and this is all introductional because we need to understand this. We are told by Peter that Satan is like a roaring lion seeking to devour us.
所以我们现在讲的呢，就是在给大家把这个架构讲清楚，因为使徒彼得也告诉我们说，撒旦如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游走，寻找可吞吃的人。
He's going to attack our individual life. He's after our families. He's after our church, and he's after our nation.
那这个仇敌呢？他不仅仅是针对我们个人，他也针对你的家庭，甚至针对这个教会，甚至针对整个国家。他是一个全面性的对我们的攻击。
You would be surprised. You would be very surprised to know that some things that we take for granted.Are very much satanic.
那如果我继续讲下去，你们就会清楚的看见，就是说很多事情我们以为理所当然的、习以为常的，其实是从撒旦来的。
Let's look at the passage before us quickly because we have a lot to cover.
那我们来赶快看看今天的经节。
In verse 10 to verse 13, Paul describes.Much about the nature of this battle.
那从第十节到十三节呢？保罗给我们描述了这场战争的本质是什么
？Verse 14 to verse 20, he tells us how we can gain the victory that we already have in Christ.
那讲完了这个战争的本质，在十四节到二十节，保罗就教导我们怎么样能够赢得这个征战。
You may notice in verse 10 to verse 13 that.Certain word comes up a lot there. Stand firm, having stand firm.
那从第十节到十三节，你可以看见这个字眼常常的出现，就是要站立的稳，要站立得住。
The Apostle Paul is commanding us to stand. He is not commanding us to advance in the battle.
那保罗所强调的呢，是要在当下能够站立得住，他不是叫我们往前推进，乃是在那个立场上站立得稳。
That's very important because all we need to understand is what took place in Ephesians chapter 1, that we are seated in Christ Jesus. And Jesus already purchased, won the battle for us. All we need to do is to stand in light of that victory.
为什么说要站稳呢？因为这点很重要，就是说我们必须要理解到在基督里一切已经成就了，我们现在所需要做的呢，就是在基督所为我们成就的那根基上我们站稳。
One person illustrates it this way, like back in the days when we have the cowboy and Indians, and you had a prairie fire and dad and son was running away from the fire.
那有一个人给我们做了比喻，好像就是当初 cowboy and Indians 啊，就讲到好像美国建国之初这个牛仔跟印第安人之间的那个战争。
And if you ever watch the Midwest, the dry and the fire moving across, the dad had an idea. He dig an edge, as it were, and put water around, but he burned the middle of that edge.
那你如果看过这个西部的电影，就可以看到，就是说这个牛仔们挖了战壕，然后印第安人用火攻，但是他们就躲在这个战壕的保护后面。
Then he and his son stood in the middle, and his son was wondering, Dad, the fire is coming. But Dad said to him, Don't worry, son, this part is already burned. There's no need for it to burn again.
那这个牛仔们对抗印第安人的战术，就是用那个焦土政策，就是在他们在印第安人的战线跟自己之间挖的这个战壕，然后已经是火焚烧过的。所以当这个孩子问这个牛仔说，印第安已经攻过来，他们用火攻过来了，怎么办？我们是不是会被烧到？那么这个牛仔们就会告诉他的孩子说，不用害怕，因为我们所防守的那个战壕的地带已经是用火烧过一次，所以没有什么可以再烧的。
You see, Jesus has already experienced all the trials and the burning for us, so that we will not be held captive anymore by Satan.
所以用到我们这个属灵的征战呢，就是说耶稣基督他所做的好像他已经为我们经过了那个火的试炼，所以即便敌人的攻势非常猛烈的时候呢，我们已经没有什么东西实际上可以让他来损坏或来焚烧的。
I start to wonder, where is the victory in our lives? So many Christians are depressed. So many Christians want to commit suicide.
当我看到在我们的信徒当中呢，有许许多多的问题，有许多人有忧郁症，有许多人有自杀的念头。我就在想，到底我们得胜在哪？我们要在哪里得胜？我们应该如何得胜呢
？In many homes there are war. There's no peace. What about the peace that God talks about? Where is it?
所以你看看现今的光景，在许多基督徒的家中，有许多的争吵，好像主所应许的平安并没有表现在我们的家庭生活当中。
In our nation, there is all kinds of corruption. In our church, there is division and strife.
那在教会当中呢，我们看见有许许多的教会有分裂的现象。那在我们所生活的国家当中，我们也看见有许许多多腐败的现象。
Satan is at work, and we have help from the Word of God.
那我们看见我们的仇敌是何等的加紧的在工作，但是我们不要忘记，我们有从神来的帮助。
The first thing that we need to know, if we're going to be victorious here, is number one, we need to stand in God's strength.
所以第一点的原则，我们要来学习的，就是说我们要靠着主的大能大力做刚强的人。
It says in verse 10, look with me, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
第十节是这样告诉我们，他说你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力做刚强的人。
You cannot fight the devil in your own strength.
所以你不可能靠着你自己一己的力量来抵挡我们的仇敌。
If you don't think that we are at war, we are fighting in our own strength.
如果你并不理解到我们是处于在一个属灵征战的状态底下呢，那么很可能你对抗撒旦的时候，你就是用自己的力量。
There was a guy in the book of Acts, we are told,who decided that he had no relationship with Jesus Christ, and he decided that he was going to cast out demons.
Now, 在使徒行传有这么一个例子，有一个人他是不信神的，当然他不会去依靠神， 他决定用自己的力量来把魔鬼从人鬼附的人身上赶出去。
And the demon said to him, "Listen, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know, but who are you?"
但是当他要赶出这个鬼的时候呢，鬼却对他说：“保罗我认识，耶稣基督我也知道，但是你是谁呢？”
He told that the demons leap on him and destroy him, tear him up.
那故事的结局就看到这个鬼呢，就跳到这个人的身上。赢胜过了他。
We need God's strength in order to be victorious.
所以我们需要依靠神的大能大力来得胜。
And we're going to talk about that when we talk about the arms that we need to put on.
所以等一下我们还讲到神全副军装的时候呢，我们还要回来这一点。
Another thing you need to notice in verse 11 that we should put on the full armor, not the part armor, so that this is purposeful.We may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil.
所以十一节看到说，如果你要抵挡并且得胜魔鬼的诡计呢，你必须要穿上神全副的军装，不是半套的军装，你要穿上全副的军装。
The word schemes is that we get method from because Satan has various methods of approaching us. He knows our weaknesses.
那这个诡计从这个原文呢，从希腊文原文我们就有了英文方法这个字。那所以说，你可以看见撒旦他是用许许多的方法想要胜过我们。
In verse 12, he reminds us again that we are struggling not against flesh and blood. If you think that your boss is your major problem, you make a sad mistake.
那十二节就告诉我们，那么征战的对象是谁呢？他这里明白的告诉我们说，我们征战的对象并不是那属血气的，就是一般的人。所以，如果你认为你的问题说，哦，是因为我的老板给我这些难处，那么你就没有看见那背后真正的原因是什么。
If you think that your spouse or your children is your only source of discomfort, you make a sad mistake.
所以，如果你看见你的配偶或是你的孩子是你的难处，那么你也。在认识仇敌这件事上犯了一个错误。
Notice that the words that he used in verse 12 here, but we are against rulers, against powers, against world forces in darkness. In other words, Satan is organized and he has hierarchy in his structure to destroy us.
那十二节告诉我们说，既然不是与属血气的征战，那么我们的对象是谁呢？他说是那些执政的、掌权的、管辖在幽暗世界以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以你看见这边有许许多的仇敌，表示撒旦他是非常有组织而来，而且他的组织之中有大小权柄的分别。
We are told, and we'll come back to it, but we are told like in Ezekiel chapter 28 and Isaiah 14 that the prince of Persia, and the prince of Persia was not referring to any government.It was spiritual forces behind world leaders.
那如果你回去看看我所刚才提到的以赛亚书十四章跟以西结书二十八章，那里提到波斯的君，但是这里并不表示说那个掌权的那个人呢，就是我们的仇敌。他乃是提到说，在这个政权，在这个政府后面的势力呢，是来自这个黑暗的势力。所以撒旦是借着这些政权呢。在掌权掌管这个世界。
Now we glancing through until we come to verse 14, but one more in verse 13, he says, "Take up the full armor of God." Notice that so that you can resist in the evil day. Satan has your day waiting for you.
那所以，在这样的情况之下呢，十三节告诉我们说，我们在这些磨难的日子当中，为了要抵挡仇敌，我们必须要穿起神全副的军装，因为撒旦是时时预备好要攻击我们的。
Okay, now in the main area here, in verse 14, we're going to talk about the armor of God.
所以今天我们来到这个信息的重点，就是十四节开始，这边说我们要来站稳了，穿上神全副的军装。
Notice that in the armor there, actually Paul was, while he was writing, he was chained, possibly to a Roman soldier. So he's looking at the imagery of a Roman soldier, and he's going to make a comparison spiritually.
那保罗写这段经文的背景呢，是因为当时他是被罗马帝国所囚禁的。那么囚禁的方式是他。罗马人把他跟一个罗马士兵用铁链绑在一起，可以看管他。 那么因为他天天观察这个罗马兵丁的生活呢，他看着他们身上所穿的军装呢，就把它拿来用在这个属灵的征战上面做一个对比。
Notice that between these verses here, verse 14 to actually verse 17, that there's a change of verbs going on here. In verse 14, he said, having girded, and then he talks about having put on, and then having shod your feet. And then in the next couple of verses, he says, take up the shield of faith, and so that you may be able to stand against the arrows of the evil one.
那如果你仔细读呢，从14节、15节14节15节它是用了一个完成式的动词，到了16节以后呢，它就要教你开始来用这些用主动的方式 来做属灵的征战。所以14、15节叫你穿上，穿好了以后，穿好了以后，16节它是说现在你要拿起这些武器。
It's interesting that Paul put this in the command mood. We have no choice. If we're going to stand for Jesus, we have to have the mentality that we are at war.
而且在这里呢，他三节经文他是用命令的语气，那就是在文法当中用命令的语气。那他所表示呢，就是说这是没有选择的，你必须要这么做。
The first one he says, having girded your loins with truth.
所以第十四节他说你要用真理当作带子束腰。
Girding is an expression that is used throughout Scripture. In the Old Testament, when they were getting ready to leave.Egypt, the people of Israel, we are told that they were supposed to get ready with their loins girded.
那束腰就是束上带子这件事情，在圣经它是表示已经预备好了，准备要做一件事情。比如说在出埃及记的时候呢，以色列人他们在神的命令之下要准备离开埃及的时候，那里就描述说他们束好带子，准备出发了。
What Paul was talking about, if you notice, so the Middle Eastern.How they would dress sometimes, they would wear these long robes and they would have a belt around it in order for them to move swiftly, because the Christian life is described as a race. In order to move swiftly, they have to take up the loose ends and tuck it into their belt so that they will not be impeded.
那如果你观察在中东地方的人他所穿的衣服，通常他们是穿了一个长袍，但当你要快速行动的时候呢，你这个长袍因为它松垮垮的，所以不太适合做快速的行动，所以必须呢要把这个带子呢在腰上面这样捆起来，然后把这个松垮的裤管呢塞进这个鞋子里面，用带子绑好，这样才能快速的行动。那么这边给我们一个图画，就是说基督徒也是如此，因为基督徒我们常常要采取一个快速的行动来反应敌人的攻击。
But you may ask, how does truth help in this warfare?
那你就要来想象这个真理跟我们这个属灵的征战的关系是什么。
There's something I noticed in each of these armor, like truth, the opposite, when it comes to Satan, we are told that he is a liar in John 8.
好，所以你来看真理的反面是什么呢？是谎言。那在约翰福音第八章告诉我们说，撒旦是说谎之人的父。
In Genesis chapter 3,He called God a liar, but he was actually the one who was lying.
所以你看在创世纪第三章，他像夏娃所讲的呢，说他的意思说好像神是撒谎的，其实他自己才是那个撒谎的。
In John 8:44 he says, You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning.And does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
所以我们看撒旦主耶稣怎么形容撒旦，在约翰福音第八章四十四节，他说：“你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们的父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理。”因他心里没有真理，他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
Let me illustrate this. I remember counseling one person, and they told me that their dad said that, hey, you are nothing and you're not going to be nothing, you're just big and fat, and this young lady believes that lie, and she'd been trying to live for the approval of men.
那我记得我曾经帮助过一个姊妹她就告诉我说，她的父亲常常对她说：“ 你是一个又胖又丑的女孩子，啊，你不会有男人喜欢你，所以你长大以后不会有人爱你。所以他接受了这样的评价，接受了这样的谎言以后，所以后来在他的生活当中，他就用尽各种方法，他要取悦男人，让人爱他。
Parents sometimes, and dads, especially dads, sometimes when we get angry, we say some stuff, but we don't realize that in Ephesians chapter 4, anger is a vehicle that the enemy will use to get us.
所以我们做父母，特别是做父亲的，你要小心，因为在我们生气的时候呢，我们常常会对孩子说一些话，这些话你觉得好像没有什么，但是你在怒中所说的话呢，在以弗所书第四章告诉我们说，这些生气所说的言语呢，就成为撒旦所利用的工具，它所造成的后果是你无法想象的。
So imagine this young lady with me, believing growing up, thinking that there will not be anybody, and then because they want to be somebody, they start to what? For men's approval.That this young lady becomes what? Immoral to seek the attention from a male figure.
所以你回想我刚才所讲的那个女孩子的例子，就是说她的父亲对她所说的那些话呢，就让撒旦有了一个利用的工具，因为那些话在她心里面生了根，所以她就一直认为说，除非我用这些极尽所能取悦男人的方式。来取悦男人，不然没有人会喜欢我。所以你可想而知，后来他的生活就变得极端的不道德跟淫乱。
Maybe you're here and you've been held captive by some lies by the devil.
那也许在我们中间许多人，你也曾经在你成长的过程当中接受了类似的谎言。
Your grand and great grandparents say some messed up stuff, and then your grandparents say it, and then your parents say it, and then you are saying some messed up stuff.
那所以。你会觉得说从你的祖先或是从你的父母从你的祖父母他们所说的或者传下来的一些东西到你身上你必然而然的结果就是他们所说的那样子
In John 17:17 Jesus said Sanctify them in the truth Thy word is truth In other words Jesus said I am the way the truth and the life No one gets to the Father but by me In other words again Jesus said this beautifully You shall know the truth and the truth will set you free
那么在约翰福音十七章主耶稣讲到一个很重要的重点就是讲到真理他讲到真理父怎么样用真理使我们成圣 然后晓得真理的人呢也必得以自由所以对抗谎言最好的武器就是真理
I remember saying sometimes in counseling You are special in God's eyes Jesus died for you God created you in His image You are special
所以我常常在这个咨询的过程当中我对那个被咨询的对象我会告诉他说你在神的眼中是一个非常特别的人为什么呢因为耶稣基督为了你他死在十字架上为了你他来到世上为了你他拯救他牺牲自己拯救你
My son Matthew was in baseball and I noticed that as I watched the coach was always very encouraging Even though I am on the sideline saying, "Oh man, what is he doing?"
那我的孩子在学校参加这个打棒球的活动，那我就发现他们的教练呢非常会鼓励人。有时候我的孩子实在是打得很差，我在旁边观战的人都觉得他是惨不忍睹，但是这个教练还是非常乐意鼓励我的孩子，让他觉得有信心。
When he comes off from the game, I want to wring his neck and say, "Can't you hold the bat properly?"
有时候，就我这孩子这个打击下场了以后，那我都想把他叫过来，真想拧断他的脖子，因为我说你这个会，你这棒子为什么不能握用力一点，握紧一点，你就不会被三振了。
But the coach keeps saying, "Good job, Matthew. Yes, I know. Next time you do this way."
但是那个教练跟我的反应就不一样教练就说哦，你实在是表现很好但是你可以做得更好下次你只要稍微这样改一点点你就会打出全垒打
You see Satan is after to destroy truth because in our world there is quote unquote no absolute truth anymore
所以你知道撒旦会利用每一个机会只要真理要实现的地方呢，他就要去摧毁它所以现在在这个世上有一种大家一般接受这个观念就是说哦，没有绝对的真理
Because of time, let's keep moving Having put on the breastplate of righteousness
再来他说要叫我们用公义当作护心镜遮胸
Okay, if the belt was supposed to gird up the loose ends, the breastplate was to protect the very sensitive parts of the body.
所以当你用真理束腰了以后，那么这个护心镜所的一个作用呢，就是它保护你身上最脆弱敏感的器官。
This is not referring to what we call imputed righteousness, like the righteousness that we get from Jesus Christ.
那这里所讲的公义不是说神所加给我们的那个义。
But it is referring to imparted righteousness, in other words, our daily living.
那他这里所讲的是你每天生活当中所表现出来那个主耶稣基督的义。
In other words, having known the truth of God, we should live consistently with the truth of God's word.
所以换句话说是当你接受了神的真理的时候，你向着这个真理回应所行出来每天的生活当中所表现出来的那个义。
I several times again, let's go back in counseling. I especially I've found this many times with young ladies. They come to me and said, I see a young man that I am in love with. Oh, this must be an angel.
那回到我所讲的这个辅导的过程当中，许许多多的年轻女孩子来跟我讲说，哦，我现在跟那个一个男孩子谈恋爱，他简直像个天使。
So I ask the next question.Is he a Christian?
那当他这么说，我下一个问题问这个女孩子，我总是问她说：“你谈恋爱对象是一个信主的基督徒吗？”
No, but he treats me like a Christian. He's so sweet.
他很多时候的反应就说：“哦，不，虽然他不是信主的，但他对我好得不得了，就像基督徒对我那么好一样。”
And then they go ahead and do the unrighteous thing, which is God is so sad about.
再下来他们所做的事情就不是神所说的那个 义的事情，使得反而所行的事情使得神很伤心。
Recently, one of our friends, even though just thinking about it really hurts, I sat across the table having breakfast with a friend from outside and he said, I want to leave my wife. And I said, is that the right thing to do?
那最近我就碰到这么样一个事情啊，我在帮助一个朋友，也是一个信主的，不是我们教会的。那么有一天我跟他一起吃早餐呢，他就对我说：“他说我打算离开我的妻子。”
You see, maybe you're here, and you know, maybe you're tired of being married, and it always looked greener on the other side of the fence. Don't do it because that's not the righteous thing to do.
所以我就问他，我说你觉得你打算跟你的妻子分开是一件对的事吗？也许你没有错，是有点厌倦的婚姻生活当中的问题。你总是觉得说，路边的野花比较香，但是那是真正的你应该做的事吗？
If you make $50,000 on your taxes, don't.Put you make $40,000. That's not the righteous thing to do.
就好像说，你如果是赚50,000一年的薪水，你就不应该在报税的时候说你只赚40,000。
So we need truth and we need righteousness. What else do we need? We need to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
所以我们应当做对的事情，就是这里所谓的公义。那接下来他就告诉我们说，应该用平安的。福音当作预备走路的鞋穿。
The Roman soldier would have some kind of slipper shoe. Underneath the bottom, there is some kind of spike to hold them when they are fighting.
那罗马兵丁他们所穿的鞋子比较特别，就是说看起来像是那个凉鞋，然后用带子绑在脚上，但是他的那个鞋子底部呢有一些刺，就是帮助他们在那个湿软滑的地方呢，他们可以站立的稳。
This spike really gives them stability in the midst of war.
那个鞋底的那个钉子呢，就帮助他们在战场上跟敌人冲锋陷阵的时候呢，他们不至于失脚。
This is not referring to the necessarily the peace of God. You know, we were enemies of God, and Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, so that we are now, you know, in fellowship with God. This is not referring to that peace.
那这里的平安不是。不是讲到说哦，我们过去是做罪人，那因着主耶稣基督跟神和好以后，我们得着了神所应许的平安。这里的平安不是那个平安。
But this is referring to a slight difference. It's called the peace of God.
那这里的平安是讲到是神的平安。
In other words, when we go to the zoo and you see the lions over there, you can go and admire the lion because you know there is a barrier between you and the lion, so you are at peace.
那比如说你到动物园去，那你怎么有办法能够很近距离的来欣赏那个狮子那个很威风的样子？因为在你跟狮子中间有一道很安全的这个防护栏把你跟它隔开。那么你看它的时候就可以很有平安的很安详的看着它。
Remember we said Satan is like a roaring lion. All he can do is intimidate us.
那你记得我们刚才用的比喻？彼得告诉我们说撒旦好像吼叫的狮子，但是因着这个护栏所给我们的这个平安呢，虽然他是一个很凶猛的狮子，但是他对我们所能做最多的呢，就是在那里吼叫，做出那个很可怕凶狠的样子，但是不会影响到我们里面的平安。
It's like when you're going to trials and you know that everything is okay because my God is in control.
好，就好像你面对许许多多的难处的时候，虽然难处是这样的大，但是你心里有平安，因为你知道神掌管一切。
Each one of these points can be developed further, but time. Let's look at verse 16. In addition, now he's going to change his verbs here now. In addition to all, take up the shield of faith with which you'll be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
从十六节开始，你看他这边有一个语气上的转变，就吩咐我们。做了刚才那些事情以后，此外你要拿起信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
How important is faith? All we need to do is read Hebrews chapter 11.
那么这信德就也就是信啊，那它有多重要呢？如果你翻到希伯来书十一章，那里整章给我们谈到关于信的事情。
Let's go back to the garden, Genesis chapter 3. We are told that Satan, when he came toEve, he said, he questioned God's authority. And if Eve had only just believed the word of God, have faith in what God said, if you eat this fruit, you will certainly die.
那我们如果回到创世纪第三章，当这个撒旦试图在夏娃的心里对神所说的话起怀疑的时候，来诱惑他的时候，如果夏娃在当时能够坚信神所说的那个话，神说你若吃这个树上的果子就必定死，如果他能够坚信这句话的时候，他就不至于被引诱犯罪。
Yeah, like recently my sister just got married and my nephew is gonna leave. I feel like crying right now, but he's gonna leave us, and someone came to me and said, you know, you don't have to tell them, the school authorities, about the changeJust let him go to the same school.
那最近我的妹妹才结婚，那么这个侄子他们很快他们就要离开我们。那么当他想到这个环境要改变的时候，他就觉得很伤心。那么这个有人就告诉我说，哎，你不要去跟他讲这些事情，就让事情顺其自然的发生。
But we were comforted with the fact that Romans 13 tells us that we should subject ourselves to all authority. All we need to do is believe the word of God, that God will take care of him, though he may be going into a different school that we may not have really liked him to go.
那因为他们想去的学校他们不喜欢，但是我们想到罗马书跟我们讲，就是说我们要顺服在上的权柄。当我们顺服神所安排的权柄，虽然也许他去的学校或是要所发生的事情我们并不喜欢，但是我们相信神会掌管一切。
He says in verse 17, take up the element of salvation.
那十七节他说你要戴上救恩的头盔。
The element was a very important part of the armor.You see, up here is very, very tender. And if you get hit inside here, it will take you out.
你知道我们的头是何等的脆弱，所以在这个部分呢，你要保护的就是要戴上这个救恩的头盔，因为假如你的头直接受到撞击，那你必死无疑。
You see, the enemy has a way of messing with our minds.
那因为呢，这个仇敌呢，他有许许多的方法可以来搅扰我们的思想。
One of the things I notice in trials, when believers are succumbing into the trials, they always tend to have this distorted view of God.
因为我发觉一件事情，就是当我们基督徒遇到难处的时候，或者我们在难处之下的时候呢，我们很容易产生一种情形，就是我们对神的那个印象，或者我们对神的看法会有所改变。因着这个压力呢，会这个就变成我们对神有不正确的观念跟想法。
They may think that God doesn't care for them anymore.
因为在这难处当中，也许有的人会想说，哦，神也不在乎我，他也不关心我。
But if we understand the salvation package that God loves us very much.
但是如果你知道这个救恩是怎么来的，神为什么要预备这个救恩，你心里就应该会有平安，因为神并不是你在难处当中所想的那样漠不关心的神。
And he promised never to leave us or forsake us.
因为他也应许我们，他永不丢弃我们，也不撇下我们。
And then he said, "What can man do against us?"
所以罗马书告诉我们说，神若帮助我们，人能帮我们怎么样呢？
A salvation gives us that security that we need.
因为救恩把那个得救的确据就已经加给了我们。
And then he says, and take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
那最后一样，他说要拿起圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
There's a reason why it's so hard to take up our Bibles during the week and read it.
为什么在礼拜一到礼拜六之间，你要拿起圣经来读是这么的困难呢？
If you notice, when Jesus was attacked by Satan, what did he use to combat Satan?
如果你记得在福音书里面讲到这个耶稣受试探的时候，撒旦是怎么来攻击他？那你要看耶稣是怎么回应撒旦的攻击。
Three times he said, "It is written."
三次他对撒旦说，经上记着说。
But if we don't know the word, we can't quote the word.
但是如果我们并不晓得经上记了什么，我们怎么能够说经上记着说呢？
If we don't spend time in the word of God, we won't know what resources we have in Christ Jesus.
如果我们不读神的话，我们怎么知道神说了哪些话可以作为我们抵挡仇敌的武器呢？
You ever see sometimes as Christians we fumbling, it was said, yes.Yeah, that passage there.
那你有没有发现很多基督徒很多时候他们想要引用神的话的时候，他们就一下好像顿在那里，因为他说对对，好像在哪里 是这样讲过， 有这么一句话，反正记在经上就对了。
It says in verse 18, and this is now where we're going to tie it all together. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseveranceAnd petition for all the saints.
那十八节告诉我们，我们刚刚讲的那些东西，我们怎么样把它整合来运用？那他说呢，你要靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
You see that word with there?
那你看见这里讲的靠着这个字吗？
It makes the connection or the bridge between the armor and what makes the armor come alive.
那这靠着这个字意思就是说你穿上了刚才我们所说的那个全副的军装，但是是什么使这个军装起了作用，在战场上战争之中发挥功能呢？他说你要靠着圣灵。
This is probably one of the clearest things why I believe we don't think that we are at war.
那
Why is that? You see, because the warfare depended upon how much we're going to pray.
那这就是为什么我认为说我们属灵的征战是怎么样才能够有效，因为他说这边讲了，他说随时多方祷告，就是说你要随时的祷告，你祷告的那个程度要有多高。
This verse here, verse 18 and verse 19 actually is the only verse along with 1 Timothy chapter 2 where prayer is mentioned in such magnitude.
那这里强调了靠着圣灵的祷告的那个程度呢，只有在提摩太前书第二章那里提到祷告的时候，那种全面性那种程度可以比拟。
This is how we pray. We pray like with, you know, before they have a football game, they do the national anthem. Prayer is like that. Bless us, God. Amen.
那我们通常是怎么祷告？我们祷告好像那个要开始 球赛之前那个球员祷告说、哦、主啊帮助我们让我们可以得胜，我们平常祷告就是太简单了，也不是多方面全面，我们就是一句话两句话说、哦、主啊帮助我们。
That's a joke. Satan will laugh at that.
如果你这样祷告肯定仇敌要笑你的。
Number one, we don't have to pray for God to bless us because we told in Ephesians chapter 1 we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
那为什么呢？第一点就是我们祷告其实根本不用说主啊你来保守我们，因为在以弗所书第一章已经讲了，他说从创世以来他就已经这么在做了。
Because of time, let me kind of illustrate something here.
那因为时间的缘故，让我来就举一些例子。
You remember two circumstances in the Old Testament when Israel, they were coming out of Egypt and they were going up against the enemy. And God told Moses and Aaron them to station on top of the mountain.
那你记得在这个出埃及记的时候，以色列人离开了埃及，有这么一幅图画，就说当他们与亚玛利人征战的时候呢，那个神告诉摩西说，你上到山顶，然后把手举起来祷告。
When the captain Joshua was fighting the battle, when Moses held up his hands, they would be winning. But as soon as Moses' hands get tired and go down, they would be losing the battle.
所以当每当这个摩西把手举得高高祷告的时候呢，那么山底下那约书亚他就胜过那些亚玛利人，但是当摩西如果疲惫的手放下的时候呢，这个山底下约书亚的军队就开始失败。
Another situation was when Moses when he was coming out of Egypt and God wanted to destroy the people, they were always complaining and God started to Moses started to intercede and said if you destroy themThe people will know that, hey, we don't have any power. God brought us here to destroy us.
那因为另外一个例子就是说在也是在出埃及记的时候，当这个百姓在路上发怨言，神发怒要来消灭他们的时候，摩西就为他们来祈求，因为摩西说这些子民是自己没有能力的，那他们需要你的怜悯，所以当摩西为他们代求的时候呢，神就应允他的祷告。
Moses intercede for the people. Notice he says, petition for all the saints. This is a family affair. He says, our Father who is art in heaven.
所以十八节这边他说为众圣徒祷告，所以你看见这个祷告不单单是为个人的，因为这个战争是全面性的缘故，我们也要为所有信主的人祷告。
In some of my counseling situations, I'm so concerned by that this person is under bondage to sin. And I remember Peter when he was in jail in Acts, and we are told that the church, the saints were constantly praying for him, and God sent his angel to release Peter. There are many of us here still under bondage to some kind of sin, maybe fear.
那为众圣徒祈求这件事情，就是看到彼此代祷的重要，因为我就想到我在辅导当中所遇见的例子，有来找我寻求帮助的人，很多人很明显是伏在那个罪的权势之下。那我就想到在《使徒行传》，当彼得他坐在这个监牢里面等待第二天的处决的时候呢，全教会是怎样迫切的为他祷告，以至于神差遣天使把他从这个牢狱之中给拯救出来。所以我们也应当如此为众圣徒祈求。
Let's take that last one, fear. Meet upon people who say, sometimes say, I can't do that job because they fear, and that fear has been gripping them all their lives. And God wants to set us free because we are told God has not given us a spirit of fear.
那举一个例子来讲，就是说有的人他所受的捆绑呢是恐惧的捆绑，这个恐惧呢就是说他接受了这种恐惧的谎言，所以在他的里面没有信心，所以任何事情他就觉得说啊，我没有办法做，我做不到。那么你要晓得这个东西不是从神来的，因为它是从撒旦来的，因为罗马书明白的告诉我们说神给我们神所赐我们的灵不是一个恐惧的灵，乃是一个儿子的灵。
In verse 20 Paul was not afraid to ask them to pray for him. Verse 19 and verse 20, and I thought about how many of us are here in bondage to sin, and just because we are so proud, we don't want the church to pray for us. We are afraid that people are going to know our business.
那你看在十九二十节呢，保罗请这些弟兄姊妹为众圣徒祈求之后呢，他也说你也要为我祈求， 使我能得着口才。那我就想到今天有许多人，他们明明是在罪的捆绑或是其他的事情捆绑之下，但是他们不愿意像保罗一样请弟兄姊妹为他祷告，因为或者是因为骄傲的缘故，或者因为害怕自己的隐私万一因着请别人祷告被暴露出来的时候，他就不愿意来面对这些事情。
If you notice, with all these pieces of armor, they just communicate one person, that is Jesus Christ.
那你如果你看今天的经文，这个全副军装一直我们读到现在，他就一直在告诉我们一个人，就是耶稣基督。
And Jesus said, I am truth. And we are told in Isaiah that He is righteousness. We are told that He is our peace.
因为你看耶稣说我就是道路真理生命，那么真理在这里有了，然后以赛亚书又告诉我们说他是、神的义，所以这里又有公义，然后圣经又告诉我们说他是平安王，他是所以这里又告诉我们说这里有平安的福音，所以这里讲的都是讲到我们的主耶稣基督。
In Ephesians chapter 4, it tells us that we should put on Christ, put on the new man.
然后在以弗所书第四章，那里叫我们要穿上新人，因为他说你要穿上基督，穿上新人。
The only person who have ever beaten the devil was Jesus Christ.
因为从创世到现在，唯一胜过撒旦仇敌的人就是耶稣基督。
And the only way we're going to beat him,The only way we're going to experience the victory that we are to experience unless we look like Jesus Christ every day.
所以你看，因为只有他胜过了仇敌撒旦，所以如果你要得胜，你唯一的方法就是你要学他，你要像他，你要穿上他。
Now I'm going to give you a challenge.
那现在我要留一个挑战给你们。
Maybe nobody knows what you've been going through, the struggles.
也许没有人知道你所经历的那个难处跟你心里的挣扎。
You come here Sunday after Sunday and they ask you, how you doing? And you say, fine.
所以你每个主日来聚会，弟兄姊妹问你说，你最近好不好？你总是说，哦，很好，很好。
But you know, personally, your life is falling apart.
但是你知道，实际上，你生活上面是遭遇到极大的难处。
Your family is falling apart.
你的家庭也面临分解的危险。
You have issues with brothers and sisters at church.
也许你跟弟兄姊妹的关系也不是那么的好。
According to our Lord, He has made provision for us so that we can be victorious in these areas.
但是照圣经所告诉我们呢，神在基督耶稣里已经为我们提供了解决之道。
One person compared the book of Ephesians like this is, we have been so rich in Christ that we walk like spiritual paupers. Paupers, poor.
但是有一个人提到以弗所书的时候，他是这样讲，他说。以弗所书所说的，他说，在神的祝福是何等的丰富，在创世以前为我们所预备的是何等的完全，有这么多的丰富应许给我们，但是我们走生活在地上的时候，却像是一个属灵的穷人。
You know, in Ephesians chapter 1, Paul prays that they will know about the power that we have in Christ Jesus to live the Christian life.
所以保罗在以弗所书第一章呢，他必须要为我们这样子祷告，就说要求神开我们的眼睛，让我们知道说他的恩召有何等的指望，我们所得的基业有何等的丰富。
I don't want Satan to take away our joy in Christ Jesus.
我不希望仇敌来夺去我们在耶稣基督里所应有的喜乐。
I don't want him to take away our peace in Christ Jesus.
我也不要他来夺走我们在基督里所有的平安。
And the security that we have in Christ Jesus.
还有，我们也不要他夺走我们在耶稣基督里得救的确据。
When the unbeliever look on the Christian, they should not say, "Wait, Jesus not making any difference in your life."
所以，当一个不信的人看到我们这信主的人，他不应该有一个结论是说，哎，奇怪，你信了主，但是没有在你生活上让我感觉有什么改变。
We're stressing out over money.
我们还是对金钱是这样的贪恋。
We look at our portfolio and we realize I have no retirement.
或者你看到你的这个退休账户，你说，哎呀，我这些钱怎么够我退休呢？
Maybe you have seen the devil taking away some of your kids.
也许你遭遇的变故是你这个仇敌夺去了你孩子的生命。
Maybe they are addicted to some stuff.
或者你现在正沉溺于某种不该沉溺于的事情。
We have resources in Christ to take these things back.
但是你要知道，在耶稣基督里，我们拥有一切的资源，我们可以把我们被仇敌所夺去的这些事情给夺回来。
I close with this true story here.
最后我要来讲一个真实的故事。
Jim Simbala is a pastor for Brooklyn Tabernacle.
那这个辛巴拉牧师，他是布鲁克林帐幕教会的牧师，在纽约。
And when you're a pastor, sometimes people are watching your kids to see how things are going in the pastor's family.
那你知道，当你是一个做牧师的时候呢，会众要看的一件事情就是他看你的孩子怎么样，看你的生活如何。他们你好像是在被放大镜之下来检验。
So his daughter decided she packing her bag, she just leaving this Christian life, and she started to live a dirty life out there.
那么这个辛巴拉牧师呢，他的女儿有一天呢，他就决定说，我不要再过一个信主的那样子的生活，我要去追求我想要的。所以他就整装离开了这个牧师的家，他就在外面去过一个放荡的生活。
And one night they were at prayer meeting. They have this all night prayer meeting. Wouldn't you like that? All night prayer meeting.
那我们知道这个布鲁克林帐幕教会他们的祷告聚会是非常有名的。所以有一天他们在这个整一个教会的祷告聚会，它是一个整晚的祷告聚会，整夜不停的祷告聚会。
A lady, one of the church sisters said, Pastor Simbala, the Lord just leading me to pray for your daughter. And he was so reluctant, but he said, okay, since she's insisting, let's pray. And everybody started to pray.
那么有一次在这个祷告聚会的晚上呢，有一个姊妹就对着牧师说，她说我觉得主有感动我，要我们大家一起来为你的女儿祷告。那么这个女儿的事情在这个牧师里面是一个痛处，但是既然他觉得说主这么感动他要祷告，他说好吧，那我们就一起来为我的女儿祷告。
They continued to bombard the heavens with prayer. And then 2 days after, while he was upstairs getting dressed, his wife came to him and said, Honey, guess what? Like Cheryl is here to talk to you.
那么这个就这样祷告会完了两天以后呢，有一天早上他起床在那里穿衣服准备的时候呢，他太太突然跑上楼来说，嘿，我们的女儿回来了，说要跟你讲话。
And then she came in and fell before her dad's feet and said, Daddy, Daddy, I'm coming home. I want to surrender my life to God. And then she said something. Who was praying for me 2 days ago?
那他一进来对他就跪倒在他父亲的面前，然后他就对他父亲说，父亲，我要回到家中，我要回到神的面前，我要再把我的生命交给主。然后他又问了这么一句，他的女儿就说，两天之前是不是有人在为我祷告？
You see, don't give up on your kids. You see, God hasn't given up on them already, because we have resources in Christ Jesus to claim them for Jesus. Parents,Maybe you're addicted to something. Maybe you're struggling with anger. It doesn't have to define your life like that. Hey, in Christ Jesus, we can be victorious.
所以你也不要放弃你的孩子，因为神并没有放弃你的孩子。那如果你现在在什么任何一件不对事情的捆绑当中，不要认为你的生命就会就此结束。你要在主里面用神所在基督耶稣里所赐给我们一切的资源，我们要来祷告，使我们能够从这些罪上不对的事情当中得释放。
Let's close in prayer, and I'm going to ask Sister here, Sister Fayanne, she's going to sing a song for us.
那让我们做一个结束的祷告，然后我们的姊妹为我们唱一首诗歌。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Maybe you are here, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and the Bible tells us that if you're not a child of God,You are sons of disobedience, and the spirit of disobedience is working in you.
让我们一起来祷告。如果今天在我们当中有不认识主的，请你记得，圣经上面说，不信主的人是悖逆之子，悖逆之子要受神的审判。
And the only way you can be set free from Satan's vice grip is to surrender to Jesus Christ and.Who the Son has made free will indeed be free indeed.
那么唯一要脱离撒旦控制之下的方法就是回到主的面前，因为在主里面的人是得到自由的。
Christian brothers and sisters, we don't have to be a slave to sin.
那么弟兄姊妹，对信主的人我要说，我们这信主的不需要再做罪的奴仆。
And God has made provision for us in Christ Jesus to live in freedom.
因为神已经在基督耶稣里为我们预备了一条路，预备了方法，可以使我们脱离罪，做一个自由的神的儿女。
We have barely scratched the surface here.
我们今天所讲的呢，其实只是触及到表面的。
And I know some of these things go very deep.
那我知道很多的问题在我们生命当中是根深蒂固的。
Let us talk, maybe talk to Pastor Wong or the leaders, and maybe we could show you from God's word how you can be free from sin.
如果你处在我所说的那些罪的捆绑或是难处当中，不要害怕，来找牧师或是找教会的带领的弟兄们，找弟兄姊妹，把你里面的问题交通出来。
Let us not be too proud to ask people to pray for us.
让我们不要觉得请人为我们祷告是一件难为情的事情，把我们自己心里的那个矜持、那个骄傲放下来。
Father, help us to experience the freedom, the victory that we have in Christ Jesus.
天父，我们求你帮助我们能够享受在基督耶稣里的自由与丰盛。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样子祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
Fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and the sinners plunged beneath that flow with all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. And the sinners plunged beneath the flood. Lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And there the one as vile as he washed all my sins away. Stream flowing from his side. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die. Till I die. Redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die. Wash all my sins. control my sins away.